you could give some examples of the best news that you have ever heard. It has to be the absolute best news. So I'll give you 5 seconds to think about that. He has risen, that's dead. You could come and do the rest if you like. Okay, go. Go share it with everyone. What's the best news you've ever heard? Okay, so let's have a few examples of something you might like to share then. Yes, Penny, what?
Getting a puppy
recently. Oh, wow, that's amazing news. And you remember that from when you were 3. Any other good news? Yes. When you were pregnant? Yep, thank you for sharing that amazing news. Anything else? Yeah. The Ukrainians have got 30 children back from Russia. That's fantastic news. We've been praying about that, haven't we? That is really good news. Back to their homes. Yes. Yes to proposal. That's lovely. Fantastic. One more?
Passing my driving test.
Passing driving test, yeah. I'll tell you one day about me taking 8 turns to mine. So, the stone had been rolled away. Not to let Jesus out, but so that the woman could see that Jesus had risen from the dead. As followers of Jesus, we're people of the resurrection. I wonder how many times you've heard the great news of Easter. Jesus has been raised from the dead. For some, it might be the first time this morning. For others, you may have heard it 70 times or more. Let's imagine for one moment that this is the first time that you are hearing it today. The angel said, "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified." He was right. They'd gone on Sunday to anoint Jesus' body. Imagine how they must have felt walking to the tomb. On the third day, the reality sank in. Jesus really had died. He'd gone. The one that they'd put so much hope in. The angel then continued, "Jesus isn't here, for he's been raised." The women were stunned. They'd seen the earth shake, the angel appear. The guards had fallen down as if dead, and the tomb was empty. Matthew doesn't tell us anything about how the women responded to the news. Mark says that they were told not to be alarmed. Luke says they were perplexed. I think I would have been as well. And they were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Imagine for one moment that you'd have been there. What they could be certain about was that Jesus was gone. The tomb was empty. I'm often asked what Easter eggs and the Easter bunny have to do with Easter. I've got some helpers that have said that they will give me a hand. So, if I could have Ugo, Ugo and Hannah and Olivia, if you could come up, please, that would be really great. Oh, there you are, great. Thank you. So, there are 3 pots here. And the idea is that you're going to shake those pots and see what's inside, okay? And also do this with the egg. Are you ready? So give them a shake and see if you can tell what's inside. Okay, try the other one. Swap over when you've had a go. That's it. Have another go. What might be in there? What might be in there, Hannah? Have another go. Actually, I'm doing this wrong, aren't I? Why don't we just do one at a time? That might be a bit easier. Let's just start with yours, Olivia. Okay. What do you think's in there?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Some people think rice. What do you reckon?
Small tiny balls.
small tiny balls in this one here. How about you, Hannah? In this one here that Olivia's got. Do you want to shake it again, Olivia? What's that? It's quite hard, isn't it, when you can't see? I will tell you what it is. It is rice. So it is rice. So that one's rice. So you can put that one down. Hannah, shake yours now. Which number's that? Two. Can we do... Let's do that one. Do that one. There you go. Do number two. What do you think's in there? Mini Easter eggs. What do you think, Olivia? Chocolate. Any idea? Have another shake, can I? You can have a guess. What do you think?
Do I shake you?
In a minute. What do you think's in this one first?
Small tiny balls.
The same as those ones, but just not quite so tiny. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. Popcorn. Before it's popped. Now, Ugo, you shake your one. What's in there? Everyone have a think. Have a listen. Any ideas? Eggs. Smarties. Mini eggs. Chocolate eggs, any ideas, guys? Hannah, any idea what's in that one? Hannah's smart, she doesn't want to commit. I'll tell you why, because it's pencils. Pencils. And how about this one?
Nothing.
Just a chocolate egg. And that's what the egg has to do with Easter. Most Easter eggs have nothing in them. And if I take and open this and I do that and break it open, there is nothing in there. It's just chocolate. And that was the same with the tomb. When they opened the tomb, there was nothing in there. Jesus had raised from life, apart from the bandages and things that Jesus had laid in, of course. But the tomb was empty because Jesus is alive. Thank you very much, guys, for doing that. There you go. Have an Easter egg. There you go. Well done. So, okay, I know what you're thinking. Paul, you haven't spoken about the bunny. I've got no idea about the Easter bunny. Especially as I heard this morning that bunnies don't actually lay eggs. So what we're going to do, though, because when they found out, they didn't just stop there, did they? They shared it with others. And what we're going to do today is this. Each of us is going to take a piece of wool. So we'll start off with Jackie. Jackie is going to say Jesus is alive to the person here. To Harriet, and then leave just enough, because what we're going to do later is cut like this. So you need about that much between each person, okay? And then pass it over, say, Jesus is alive, and then Harriet will say to Alice, Jesus is alive, leave a bit of space, and then we'll just zigzag up, and then, we could start that end as well and then connect the two, I think, with time. That would be good, so... Great, okay, so if that can be going, but don't forget, when you pass it over, you've got to say Jesus is alive, okay? So, the tomb was empty. We've got no idea about the bunny, the wool's going round. There's another thing we can take from the Easter egg. From real eggs, we see new life, don't we? And bunnies and chicks and any other new animal reminds us of that brand newness, that start, that fresh start. And that's what we remember at Easter. Jesus, the crucified one, was now the risen one. So the idea is that everyone passes it around themselves and says it. Otherwise, they get away with just taking a bit of wool. So everyone has got to say Jesus is alive to the next person. So we get an idea right at the end of what's happening. Is that okay? Thank you. So Jesus, the crucified one, was now the risen one. He died and he was alive. Don't just take my word for it, the angel said. Come and see the place where he lay, where Jesus lay dead. There were only two possibilities. Either Jesus was dead and gone, or he was alive and kicking. Either his body had been taken, or it had been raised to life. We know the women chose to believe. How would you have responded to that news? If the resurrection didn't happen, then as Paul said, our faith is pointless. And we're still in our sins. And of all people, we're most to be pitied. But in fact, Jesus has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. So what evidence do we have then to that? Well, the women were known to be Jesus' friends, and they were in danger because they'd seen him die, and they knew that the authorities would be after them too. So it would have been so easy to have just accepted he died and then just have merged back in somewhere to the quietness of not being seen, not making a fuss, so that they wouldn't be in danger. But they didn't do that, did they? Why? Something amazing must have happened, and the Bible tells us what happened. Because as the women came to rub oils onto Jesus' body, they stepped out to say, "We're here for him." They had faith. They came because they loved Jesus. As a result, they were blessed to hear the good news. They saw the tomb was empty. They were the first witnesses to Jesus being raised from the dead. And after seeing the empty place where Jesus had laid, they were told, "Go quickly and tell." They were told to say, "He has been raised from the dead." Jesus is alive, basically, in a nutshell. And he is going ahead of you to Galilee. And there you will see him. Jesus would go before them. And he goes before us. And then suddenly, as if to put the icing on the cake, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." What would you have said if he'd have said that to you? I mean, it just seems so... Yeah, greetings, you know. I'd go, "Da-da!" But Jesus didn't. Greetings. And they came to him. They took hold of his feet and they worshipped him. They saw the risen Jesus. Did you notice that Matthew tells us that Jesus appeared after they believed and started to run to tell their friends? And yet, that is another example of faith. Rather than keep the news to themselves, they were the first humans ever to have the chance to share the truth that Jesus is alive. But they didn't do it on their own because Jesus went before them. They didn't know how people would react, but I reckon they weren't that bothered after what they'd seen. With Jesus with them, everything would be okay. So they went with fear and great joy and ran to tell their friends. You know, it's because Jesus' friends spoke up that you and I know that truth today. If we've given our lives to Jesus, we too one day will be raised from the grave. Jesus is alive now, in body, with the Father in heaven, and he will come again to bring an end to all the suffering forever. So what would you have done if you'd have been there? I hope, like the women, I'd have gone and told my friends. Take a look at the wall that you've got now, as everyone shared that amongst themselves. Right, take a look at the wall. And you have now got that piece of wall because someone has passed it to you. Imagine that's the good news. You know about Jesus because someone has passed that news on to you. And you've passed it on to someone else. If you've held that wall in your hands, you'd have had that treasure. But what God wants us to do is to share it. And so with the wall in a minute, we're going to cut it between each person. And then I'm going to encourage you to think about one person that you could gently share that with. It doesn't mean necessarily you don't have to be weird. Okay? You don't have to be weird. We're normal people, I think. But the thing is that there are gentle ways we can share Jesus. And each of you have got a bookmark as well. Now, you might like to use that bookmark and pass it on to someone else to say, "Jesus is alive," someone you know, or to say, "Happy Easter. I was at church and just wanted to share this with you." Or you might not feel that you want to do that, and in which case, keep it for yourself and be blessed by that news. And if there comes a time in the future you want to share that with someone, pray that God would give you that opportunity, and I promise you, God will give you that opportunity, even if it's in 3 or 5 years from now. If you want God to give you that opportunity to hand it to someone, he will give you that opportunity. And I can almost guarantee you that God will plant in your mind a time when you need to give it to someone as well. There will be that time he will say, you know that bookmark that you've got in your Bible at the moment, or that bookmark that's hanging around somewhere at the bottom, or that bookmark you keep stumbling over once in a while that reminds you of the hope of Jesus. Go and give it to this person. And if you keep your mind open to that, I promise you that will happen. I know that because I've seen it so many times before. Last year, a report called Talking Jesus said 45% of the UK population believe in the resurrection. That's staggering. One in three that don't know Jesus after a conversation with a Christian wants to know more about him. And here was the thing that really surprised me. More than half of people know someone who is a practicing Christian. Now, you and I know the reality is that everybody knows someone who is a practicing Christian, but they might not yet have let the secret out. The secret was let out on the day the stone was rolled away. That is amazing news. It's the best news anybody could ever hear. So friends, let's gently, not weirdly, share it with others. Amen? Fantastic. So we're going to sing a song now. And as we do, some scissors are going to come and just cut the wall between you. And then just think about the person you are going to pray for and put it around your wrist. Okay, let's just pray, shall we? Lord, thank you so much for that news that you gave us. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would give us boldness. We have the best news there is in the world to share, and we have no reason to fear sharing it because it is good news. It's the best news anybody could hear. And when we hear it, you make our hearts sing. And so today, as we worship you now, as we continue in song, we pray, speak to our hearts, grow us in faith, and we thank you, Lord, that you are with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.